Ulurova Hayu, what do I have to have the word who for? It should not be chal anyway according to Rava. Smor says yes, Hayu is the Mute Bechor comes to exclude Bechor. That by a Bechor you could sell a Bechor. The Tanya learned like this. The Bechor Nemen Leti Poda. By Bechor, the Torah says the word Leti Poda, you can't redeem it. You can't take the Kedusha off a Bechor. A Bechor, an animal that's a Bechor, always has its Kedusha. But for Nimkaru, you're allowed to sell it. You can sell it to another Kohen, to another Yisrael, you can sell it. The Maisa, by a Maisa Behema, the tenth one, the Maisa Behema, then the Pasuk says, Lo Yigoyel, here it's a Lashon of Lo Yigoyel, and there we dash the means, V'yena Nimkaru, you're not allowed to sell a Maisa Behema, you can't sell it. Lo Yichayv Lo Shechet, that one is allowed, not after the Shechita. For Lo Yitam V'lo Yibamum, even though it's a Bamum, you can't sell it, but rather the owner has to eat it. So that's why it says the word who. By Chirom teach us, only by Chirom is the locher is lo yimocher. Mashenkin by Bechor, the other locher is by Bechor, you're not to sell it. Rashi says, Bechor nemo lo tipoda, shein abaylum yichodum lefdoi soi, polinik boi mini chulun. The Balaam cannot be prayed with you, no, but mini chulun. It's not chal. But nimker who it is, Rashi says, enough of bomum, yoch lomarch lo koin b'toros Bechor, you can sell to another koin, you can sell to a koin b'toros Bechor. So how do we know this? Because it says the word who, by Haramim, only there you kid. Mashenka by Bechor, it's okay. So that's why it says the extra word, who. Now the Gemara says, Tarei Temura, the parasha of Temura, the Yomar Rachamon, the Torah says, Lo Yachli Fenov, Lo Yomar Oisai. Torah gives a love, you can't be Mechalef, Lo Yachli Fenov, Lo Yomar Oisai. We can't make Temura. Vetona, still our Mishnah says, Lo Yishadim Rishol Homa, not that a person is allowed to do it. Ella, but rather, Shemhama Mum, if you do it, you're over in Issa of Temura. And therefore, the serpent gets the bomb, you get Malchus. Alma, what do we see? The Mahani, that the Temura is Chal, the Kedusha is Chal on the Behem is Chulin. And so, it's used to the Rava, to Kash and Rava. Here the Torah says, do not make Temura. And still it says, if you say Zu Tachazu, the Lachur is on the Chulin, it's Chal Kedusha, it is Chal. So, it's a Raya Tabaya, Kash and Rava. Alma Lach, Rava answers back and says, no, Shani Yasim over here is different, by Temura is different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, for ha yehu usmurosai yi ha-kodesh. As the Pharisee of Pasuk that says, hu usmurosai, both remain kodesh. Both the chulun becomes kodesh, and the original animal remains kodesh. So the Pasuk says clearly, that the Mora ulabai, according to Bai, what do we need this Pasuk for? So the Mora says, ilav yom rachmona v'ho yehu usmurosai. That's the extra Pasuk that says, it remains kodesh. Have a minute, I would have thought to say, that true, what does that mean to say Mahani? That helps. I would have thought to say that Tate says Zu for the Kone Zu. True, the Behemoth Schulim becomes Kaddish. But I would have thought to say the way it happens is that the Kedusha goes off the first Korban, it goes on to the second Behemoth Schulim. So that's the Yisat Tumur, that's what's Chal. But not that both remain Kaddish. It's Kamash Lun, that's the extra Pasuk Nov, it says, for all Yehus, Murasi, Ye Kaddish, that both of them remain Kaddish. That's the Kiddush. The Pasha of Bechor. The Yom Rachman Torah says, Leti Podi, not let her redeem a Bechor. What's not learned like this? Yesh lem pigeon, Utmurasayim pigeon. By regular carbonus, by regular kachim, there's a din of pigeon, means if the carbon becomes a balmum, you can appointer it. Utmurasayim, if you make tumura on a carbon, and then the tumura becomes a balmum, you can appointer that also. Chutz mina Bechor mina maisam. Excluding a behemoth that's a bechor, or a behemoth that's a maisa. Here, if you make a pigeon, it's not chal at all. So here we see, Yavid, Lemani, Kurtzaraya, to Rava. Alma, we see from here, Lemani, since the Torah says you cannot redeem a bechor, if you go ahead and redeem it, it says Lemani, it's no good. And so it's used to the Abaya, it's a kashin Abaya. So the Torah says, no. Omoloch, I'll tell you over there, Shani Yosem, there it's different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Haim, do you have a Yosin Yiyu? Here it says Lashon by Bechor, it says the word Hain, that they remain Kodush, you cannot take off the Kedusha Bechor. See, it's a special Gezeiras HaKosif. Smorias or Sol or Rava, Hai Hain Lomali. According to Rav, anyway, if you be paid to the Bechor, it's not Chal. So why do I need the word Hain to say the Kedusha on the Bechor still remains? Smorias says, is Hain Kravim, Vyain Tumurosin Kravim, special Gezeiras HaKosif, that Bechor Only the Bechor itself is Korah for Korban. Not the Temurah, even though you can make a Temurah on a Bechor, but the Temurah is not Korah if you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, but you cannot be Makrevit when it's a Tam. Temurah says, Labaya, according to Abaya, Haisvor Minole, how does he know this halacha by Bechor that the Temurah you cannot bring? Because it says, Im Shor Im Se La Hashem Hu. So La Hashem Korav, V'yein Temurah Sekreva. That's the Pesach, it says by Bechor, it says his extra word, Im Shor Im Se La Hashem Hu. Mashmal Hashem Korav means only the Bechor itself is Korav, and not the Temurah. Ula Rava, was Rava do this? Ein Ochanam is like a true, to Mehai Kru, I learned that from this Pesach, they said that the Temurah of a Bechor is not Korav. El if so, Haim Lomel, according to Rava, what do I need the word heim by a bechor to say the kedusha still remains? The pigeon is not chal pshita. So Mora says, limud al bechor u'maisa. Come to teach us like this. What's going to be the bechor and the maisa? Shinis arav u'domim. Let's say the blood got mixed up. You made a zrika on a bechor and a zrika on a maisa behema. And you made a kabbalah sadam on both of them separately. And now the two dams get mixed up. How do I know to say bechor oilim? That even though God mixed up with other kabbalahs, Shekrevim Agavi Mizbeach, he let her bring an Agavi Mizbeach. That's this Pesach of Haim, that means even though the dam got mixed up with other Kabonis, still he could bring it. Rashi says, Biyechud midomi shah Kabonis, Ailul Mizbeach. Shekrevim, umishtar yibosa behizrik, it still helps. The cloud is, the ain oilim of Atam zeh, uminor from here, learn out, the shah oilim. Vokimash from Haim, ever yosin yu, means that film is arvu. That even though the blood got mixed up with other dam kochim, still is called Dam of Bechor, and you could be make a Zrika, and you matter the boss of the Bechor. That's what I do with the word, Haim. For the more of Abaya, high formula, according to Abaya, you need the word Haim to say that the pigeon is not Chal. So how do I know this halacha that the Domim are not Mizbatel, Mizbatel, Zezeh, that Oilim is Kravim? So he says, you learned that Miloi from the Pesach of Yom Kippur that it says, Mi velokach, mi dam hapar, or mi dam asor. He's supposed to take from the dam of the par and the dam asor, and Abai learns that he's supposed to mix them up together, and then make a zrika. And still the Torah calls it dam asoyer. For haloi, the Gemara says, dam hapar, meruba mishal soyer. We know that there's more blood in a bull, in a par, in a cow, than there is in a soyer, in a goat. If so, for sure, the dam of the par should have been mevatel the dam of the soyer when you mix it up together. And still the Torah considers it like you make a zrika from the Sawyer. So from Mekan, Abayis, and here we learn out, Li'olin, Shem Avatam Zezer, that since the Domim are things that go on, Olin means go up on the Mizbeach, anything that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach is not Mavatam Zezer. The Tanya will learn like this. When the Pesach says, V'lokach midama, par midama Sawyer, supposed to take from the Dama, par and Dama Sawyer, the Pesach says, Sheyehei Muravim, they should be mixed up together. These are Rabbi Yashia, these are the words of Rabbi Yashia. So, therefore, Abaye said, that's the Chiddush. Like, from this din of Rabbi Yashit Allah, I know that Oilim are not Novatim Zezer. Therefore, it's good I use the word Haim to teach me that the pigeon is not Chal by a Bechor. And moreover, Rava, Hossam wanted the word Haim by a Bechor to teach us. Oilim is not Novatim Zezer. Why doesn't it out from here, from the Dama Par and Dama Sovium Kippur? For Rava answers, you know, Hossam, Mizevif Neyatim, Mizevif Neyatimoi. The Savlok Rabbi Yonasan, he learns like Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan learns over there that the mitzvah is not to mix up the Dama Par and Dama Sar together, but rather the mitzvah is to make a zrik each one separately. So from that pasuk, I do not know the klal of Oilin is not Mavatl and Zezir. Therefore, Abaye needs the pasuk here to teach us. Rav needs the pasuk here to teach us that Oilin is not Mavatl and Zezir. Now the Gemara is. For a ma'isa by ma'isa behema, the Yom Rachmon of Torah says, lo yigoyel, you're not allowed to redeem it, and you can't sell it either. But to now run like this, yesh lem pigeon, all other kabbonis have a pigeon, you could redeem it when they come about moon, who t'murasayim, who are then the t'murasi could be poida. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-ma'isa, excluding ha-bechor min ha-ma'isa. By a ma'isa, even though you want to redeem it, it's not chal. Alma, what do we see? Lo mehanya, that your pigeon does not help. And so again, to use the Abaye should be a kasha and Abaye. So we answer back, no. Or Maloch, Abaye will answer back and say, Yom Maloch, Shani Yosma, over here it's different. Over here it's different. Abaye will answer back. How do we know to say the Temurah is not, the opinion is not Chal? The Yalef, Lavor, Avor, Mi, Bechor. It says the word, Avartem, by Bechor and the word of Atim by Maisa. It's learning that one from the other. And before by Bechor we had a special part to teach us that the pigeon is not Chal. So if they're also by Maisa also, even with the Yevid, also it's not Chal. It says Ravata Kopet Rechim of a Maisa Ksiv Kol Asher Yavor. So if I learn out Gzeir Shavo Avor Avor Mi Bechor that the pigeon is not Chal. Now the Gemara is Varei, what's going to be the Locho? Harei Yegdimu Trumuli Bikurim. If you're over this lav, that you mark, if you bring truma first before you take off bikurim. The Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, do not like delay the bikurim. It's supposed to come first, you have to bring it first. We said before it's a lav. It's not, like this. Hamakdim, let's say somebody took off truma before it took off bikurim. Even though it's over, what he did is called done already. So the Chura Takasha, on Rava, here you see Yavid is Mahani. Omulach Rav, Rav answers back, no. Shani Yosson, there it's different. The Yom Kippur Apostle says, Mikol Maisrasechem Terimu, Truma. The Apostle is mad, but they said that even though you took off one before the other, still you should go out and take off the Maisa, or take off the Truma. And let's say you took off Maisa Rishim before you took off Truma. The Apostle says extra, Mikol Maisrasechem, still there's a mitzvah to take off the Truma. So here is a special mitzvah to say that what you did is chal, and still you have to take off the other one. So therefore, it wouldn't be a kash on Rava. For the Gemara Labaya, he holds anyway it's Mahani. So what do we need the pasuk for? The Gemara says Labaya, that Abaya anyway says always it's Mahani. So what do we need the pasuk for? Is Miboyle, he needs the pasuk Kediyomale Rapop Labaya. The way our Rapop answered back to Abaya. We have like this. They said, Elamiyat is so, filu hegdimu bikrina amiliftor, even in the case, we hit the case that let's say the Levi took off Maise Rishon before it took off Truma Gedela. So, the shalu is the chal that Yepota from giving off Truma Gedela after this. So, we dash one person to say Yepota. So, yes, if so, why don't you say even bigdimu bikri? Because let's say first you have the tua in the pile piled up, which already chal the chiv Truma. Maybe then also, if you go down first, take off the Maisa Rishon, you're parted from giving Truma. And on this, he answered back and said back, Omalei no, Olech Omakru. On this, the Pasuk says, Mikol Maisa Seichem Terimu. That from all, even from Maisa, still you would have to take off Truma. Meaning to say, once this the wheat became into a cream, and you brought it home and put it into a pile, that's already Mechuyev and Truma now, even if you go and take off Maisa Rishon first, still, the pasuk says, "Mikol Maisa Sechem Terimu." Come teach us. You still have to take off truma. So Mar says, "My rais, how do I know to say in this case you chayiv in truma? And if you do this before it's bikri, you potter from truma." My rais, the rabbi says, "Akri lohitzias hashibolin." If you take off the Maisa Rishon when it's still in a stalk form before it comes into the pile, that there you be potter from truma. How do I know this? So Mar says, "All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side." So like this, I come to include that if you already first made the wheat in a big pile, so there if you take off Maisa Rishon first, still you'll have a chiva take off truma from it, because once it comes decree, it's called bechlal digun already. And once it's bechlal digun means it came with this kli, Rashi said this matziv, the ikval and the truma, it's already chal, the chiva take off truma gedola. You see the pasuk says, reshif the goncha. But since the chiv is chal already, so then it does not go off. Even though you took off Maisa Rishon first, still you have to take off truma later. For the Maitzi Aniyas HaShibolon, I exclude the case where you first took off the Maisa Rishon from the stalks, Shein Bechla Digun. That's not Bechla Digun. Since it's not Bechla Digun, so it's not me, therefore we have the Pesach with Ashen over there, so if you take off Maisa Rishon, you're parted from taking off Truma Gedola. That's why I need this extra pasuk of Mikol Maisa Seichem. Now the Gemara asks, V'arei Almona L'Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol wants to marry an Almona, to Rachmona Omer, the Torah says, Almona Grusha L'Yikach. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona or a Grusha. But tonight still we learned,
that kol mokum shesh kedushin, any time the kedushin is chal, the yesh aveira, even though it's an aveira to do it, in a case like this where a kohen gadol marries an amona, is havlad helech achra pagam. The vlad goes after the pagam. Rashi says there is cholol, that the kid is also called a cholol. Alma, what do we see? Mahani, that the kedushin is chal. Bidatoni says yesh kedushin. V'latasi latasi kedushin. You want to say v'ilo and you say it's mei mahani. But according to Rav, the kedushin should not be chal. So when Shekashon Rav, how come here the kedushin is chal? The Torah says not to marry an amona. Okay, and God cannot marry an amona. So when it says no, even according to Rav, Shani Yoch, here it's different. The Yom HaKadosh, the Pesuk says no yichalo zaroi. Shnat Rashi says so no yichalo zaroi demash mechilu memuaisam. If the Kohen Gadol gets married to an Amona, he makes his kid to be a Cholol. But the Ein Oisem Amzerim, he doesn't make them Amzerim. Al Matas the Kedushin, we see the Kedushin is Chal. Because if the Loch would be the Kedushin is not Chal, then the kid will be a Mamzer. That's the Klal, whenever the Kedushin is not Chal, the kid's a Mamzer. Since there it says here, no Yechalol, Mash Mechilulim Oisem, it does not make Mamzerim to see what the Kedushin is Chal. For the moral Abai, according to Abai, anywhere the Kedushin is Chal. So what do we need the Pasuk for? Name the Kruel Lo Yechal. The Pasuk just should have said Lo Yechalo. Ma Lo Yechalo means teach us Echad Loi Vi Echad Lo. They both become apostle. Rashi Vi Abaya. Ilohochi only comes for this. Leimo Lo Yechalo just should have said Lo Yechalo. To Mashma Di Avlad Lechudikoi. Ma Lo Yechalo double Loshin. Shvaminu Lejosh Achrino. That also. Echad Lo Levlad Vi Echad Lo. Shiyatim Ischalelis. But now says Zayin of Asur b'Truma. She also becomes a Zayin. She also becomes possible to eat a Truma now. Even though she was a Bas Kain, she becomes possible now. And Mishum Dido Itzra Kroy need the Pasuk for her Drasha. For Lav Mishum the Amarti Yavid Man. That's the Torah for the Kedushin is Chal. Because according to Abaya, for this you don't need a Pasuk. That Abaya is all over. That the Yavid is Mahani. So therefore the Pasuk comes to teach us that she becomes a Chalala also. Not only is the kid a Chalala, but the Amona also becomes a Chalola. There should be a Bas Kohen, should be also teach him now. For the Gemara Barai Hegdish, Bali Mumum L'Mizbeach, if somebody is Makdish an animal, that's a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach. The Rachman Omer, the Torah says, Kol Asher Bal Mum, Leisak Riva, anything that has a Mum in it, you're not supposed to be Makrivit. But it's a man, but not like this, you're over love. If you're Makdish a Behemoth, Baal Mum, you're over love. But it's a man, but not like this. Hamakdish b'alim mum legabi mizbeach. Somebody is makdish b'alim mum legabi mizbeach. Alpha pishub leisus. Even though it's over love, still mash also. What he did is done. It's takachal. It's so it's used to the rover to still run rover. Because here lechul we see that it is chal. That even though you're not supposed to do it, that if you are makdish b'alim mum legabi mizbeach, even though it's over leisus, say it's takachal. The kedusha is chal. That's a kashan rover. Rover says all over yavid lemahani. So when it says Omlach Rav, Rav will answer you back. Shani Yosem, here it's different. The Yomakor, the Pesach says, Omeneda lo yirotza. So the Yomakdash, a Baal Mum, it says lo yirotza, meaning to say, Ritza you. It's not accepted by Hashem for Korban, to lay Meratza. But Hamikdash Kach, Shavad, it's like a Chal Kedusha on it, it will have to be paid with Chal Kedusha's Domem on it, and therefore the Kach and the Dimei and the Kedusha is Chal. So according to Baya, what do we need the Pesach for? On a Baya, I would have thought to say, Kiyaiva Mitzvah, attack you didn't have air, you shouldn't have been Makdish, or Baal Mum, but the Kosher, but I would have thought to say, the Kosher, as I feel like, even to be Makrivit. Is Kamash Mulan know that you can't be Makrivit? Kamash Mulan, that's possible to be Makriv. The other one says, by the way, Makdish, to me, the Betek Abayi, somebody is Makdish, a Korban, it's a Tam. To the Betek Abayi is in Behema. A Behema that's a Tam. If you makrev it for the Makdish of the Betek Abayi, so the Yom Machmon Torah says, Nidova Tasa Oisei, it means Zer Kotchi Betek Abayi. Rashi says, Nidova Yaminu Lekamon, Enu Kotchi Betek Abayi. Vikul Amashim Oisei, Atamatus Betek Abayi. We Atamatus Tamim in the Betek Abayi. This part is talking about a Baal Mum. By Ba'amum, the other Pasuk says you're not to be makrivit for the Betek Abayis for the Amin. By Ma'ashma Behemoth, that's a Tam, you're not going to be makdashit the Betek Abayis. But now still we learn, Tam makdash shuvim, the Betek Abayis, I don't think Shuvim Beleisa say, Ma'ashu also, also, this Chal. So again, to you to the world, there should be a Kasher on Rover. Because of course, a little bit more before, that we said that what I want to have meaning to say less Gemara to the Labaya, given the of Hayim and Beit, less Gemara and Labaya. Even the Yom Rachmon, Edloi Rots, I want to say it's Kovi Mitzvah, Dun Lagnaveram. But for Kosher, Chuzer Shver, you be Mak Peshia Baal Mum. A Korban that becomes a Baal Mum, we know you can't bring it for Korban. So what's the most happening to say? What if I say it didn't have her baby Mak Peshit, but maybe it's Kosher for Korova? So Kamash will know that what this also is supposed to be Mak to be Mak of it. Let's just say, Nechanami, according to Avamin here, I would have thought to say every Baal Mum is that way. And maybe you would be allowed to be Mak of it. Kamash will know, no, you're not allowed to be Mak of it. All right, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Dav Vav Amar Aleph. Again, last trial of words that the Moriah Sparei Makdish Tumimim Lebedek Abayis. For someone that takes a behemoth that's a tam, complete, that could be fit to be for Kotchim Mizbech for a korban, and instead is only Makdish Lebedek Abayis. So in such a case, the Yom Rachmon, the Torah says,